Hare Krishna. Today is the day of Makara Sankranti, the time in which the sun changes its course of movement and therefore becomes favorable time for those yogis who desire to leave this world, as Krishna describes in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And it's also the time in which Bhishma Dev finally left this world. That incident described in Srimad Bhagavatam, also described in Mahabharata, very wonderful narration. And of course, Bhishma Dev had been lying on a bed of arrows for 58 days. Arjuna had shot his back full of arrows, and then when Bhishma Dev finally fell and was lying on those arrows, then he requested a suitable pillow, and Arjuna gave him a pillow worthy of a hero by shooting arrows under his head, and that was very pleasing to Bhishma Dev. And he also invoked the Ganges with an arrow so that Bhishma Dev could also drink. And during the war and after the war, Bhishma Dev was lying here until Yudhisthira Maharaj and the Pandavas had performed all the rites for the departed soldiers, but still Yudhisthira Maharaj was lamenting that he was responsible for the death of so many. And so he finally went to Grandfather Bhishma, who was lying there, and from him he heard teachings not only to encourage him and to pacify his mind that yes, this war was actually a necessary thing, but also teachings on how Yudhisthira Maharaj should continue on as a ruler, how we should take responsibility for the planet and fulfill Krishna's will, for which this battle was really fought, which was that there would be a just, Krishna-conscious ruler guiding the world. And then, after he finished, Bhishma Dev fixed his mind on the Lord, his eyes on his lotus face, and he gave up his body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said that Haridas Thakur was just like Bhishma Dev, is that he left this world according to his own will, which is a very wonderful thing. Of course, Bhishma Dev got that benediction from his father. Today is also the day in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. In the previous evening, he went to his mother and was consoling her and requesting his blessings, her blessings, excuse me, that he could go out and, like Dhruva Maharaj, go out and search and find Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu narrated the story of how Dhruva Maharaj was a little boy. He was only 5 years old. And still, it was his mother who not only gave him blessings, but gave him the advice that, well, if you want to find Lord Narayan, then you have to go out into the forest, because that's where he is, particularly in Madhuvan, in Vrindavan's forest. And so Dhruva Maharaj left, and he was successful in his quest. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I also want to find the Lord, so you please give me blessings that I can also go in search of him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, went, and he crossed the Ganges and went to Katwa, where then there was a hair shaving ceremony, and he took sannyas from Kesha Bharati Goswami, and that took place on this day. Also, this is the Ganga Sagara Mela. The Ganga finally arrived, because prior to that time, the Ganges was not flowing on this planet. But when Maharaj Bhagirathi induced the Ganges to appear, and Lord Shiva to catch the Ganges as it fell on this planet, and then he directed the Ganges all the way to what is now the Bay of Bengal. And there, the sons of Sagara, King Sagara, who had committed an offense to Lord Kapiladev, they were burned to ashes, so their ashes were then touched by the Ganges water, and in that way they were liberated. So a big festival takes place every year over there at this time, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also attended that festival and bathed on the auspicious days. So all of these events took place on this day. It's a good time for us to remember them and take lessons from them. We take lesson, for instance, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that here he was living a very comfortable life, being loved by his family members, and yet he gave it all up. Why? He gave it all up for the benefit of others. He accepted the renounced sort of life. He not just left, but he accepted the renounced sort of life. So tapasya. Even if one is a grihastha, everyone has to engage in tapasya. We should not be comfortable in our own little comfort zones, happily living and practicing Krishna consciousness. But we should always remain keen to do the needful and, if necessary, move place, move ashram, do whatever is required in order for us to ultimately be successful in Krishna consciousness, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, to go find Krishna. Krishna is not found in our comfort zone. Krishna is found outside of it. So that is certainly one lesson that we can take today. Hare Krishna.